Hi, Nolan Johnson here for iConnect 007. I'm back with Tara Dunn and Lenora Clark. Tara is the president for Omni PCB, and Lenora is the director of autonomous driving and safety at ESI Automotive. And we're talking about the additive technology exchange, not the additive conference, but the additive technology exchange. We established that in our last conversation. Welcome.
Thanks, Nolan, for having us.
This conversation, this topic is your target audience for the additive conference technology exchange. Who should be there?
You know, I think all aspects of the electronic supply chain should be there. That would be my hope. But really, our presenters this year are going to be focused as end users. So they're going to be presenting on what their needs are for electronics in this space or the sub 3 mil line in space, as well as what their hurdles are in finding this technology throughout the industry. So I think anybody who has a need for sub 3 mil line in space, anybody who thinks they may have a need for it in the future, or anybody who's just simply curious about what the benefits may be if you're moving into that segment of the market, would all learn a lot from these presentations. Others that should attend should be, you know, PCB fabricators that may be supplying this technology. There's ramifications for materials and chemistry, and EMS companies are going to need to assemble designs that are down in this new area. So I think really nearly anybody from the supply chain could benefit from the conference.
Yeah, I agree. And as Tara said, we've set this up so that the end users are the presenters. We specifically did that this year to get their perspective on, as she said, needs and challenges. But at the end of the conference, we've set up a session that we call Your Voice Will Be Heard. And this is an opportunity for those within the supply chain to say, we have a material that might be successful or people might be interested that does this, this, and this. But it's also an opportunity to ask more detailed questions. So it will be open to the entire audience, both speakers and listeners, to really vet out not only the promise, but the shortcomings and to get a better understanding. And we all know that when the details are out on the table, development is so much easier, right? When you have a clear understanding of performance requirements, but also challenges, current set challenges associated to it, it's just so much more valuable for development. And if we can create this collaborative environment, which is what Tara and I expect to do, you know, we anticipate that that will shorten the development process, really getting people to work together.
Your speakers list would be a great place to get some market data.
Yeah, I think this year we have a nice cross-section of consumer, Department of Defense, we have telecommunications in there. So it should be a good cross section. And then our keynote speaker is from Prismark, and he will hopefully give us a nice understanding of where this technology stands today.
No, I agree completely with Lenora. I think with the lineup that we have, we're going to see a great cross section of user needs and across all different markets.
Well, we have other conversations to have with you over the next few days, including a deeper dive into the speakers list and who will be there. Thanks for the teaser there on Prismark. With that, I would just want to thank you for talking with us here today.
Thanks again.
For iConnect 007, I'm Nolan Johnson, and thanks for listening.